Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We've got a hot show for you today, don't we, Andy?
Oh, yeah, it's really hot.
It's smoking hot.
Ow.
Wow. So hot that Joe chose.
Joe is often making noises that nobody else can understand.
Andy, why is this going to be a hot show?
Because we are unveiling the hot list, the counselor hot list for 2013 here today. It's online now. You can check it out at counselormag.com.
And we might even talk to some hot people on the phone today.
That's correct.
And Andy Cohn is king of the hot party.
Yeah.
For Counselor Magazine.
That's what Joe calls me.
Which will be held next week at ASI New York. Besides Andy, of course, we've got the lovely Joe Haley here this morning.
Oh, I'm lovely today.
Joe, you brought some sort of travel pillow with you. Are you planning on napping?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Michelle Bell is not here. Apparently, she was on a rickety boat in Hong Kong last night with our publisher, Rich Fairfield, who was plunging a toilet. So we've got a lot to find out about that when they come back. But we have Colin Graff, marketing guru extraordinaire at ASI here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And you're going to talk about some things, I guess?
Yeah, his tanning bed.
About being hot. That's what
his tanning bed.
Colin's a little bitter because he was not named to the hot list.
Apparently you guys ignored all of my emails nominating myself, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
No, we didn't ignore him. We laughed at him.
It's what we do.
All right. Known is here managing the tech booth. All the wonderful sound effects you're going to hear are going to be courtesy of Known.
There it is.
Vinny Driscoll will be answering your calls. Feel free to call us anytime during the show today, 215-953-4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Melinda, we have creative ways to increase your Facebook presence. 8 things you should not do every day. So you're going to do, instead of a to-do list.
Brush your teeth.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Oh, Kathy Houston decided to join us. Let's have some applause for Kathy.
Much like its operator.
All right. She's
okay. Thanks for showing up.
She's holding her car keys, so I think she just ran into the car.
So every day, instead of writing a to-do list, you should also write a not-do list. We have 9 ways to create an amazing blog. States with the least stress, the benefits of being stupid at work. I don't know why I got that topic.
That's
I don't
just
know if you're trying to tell me something. Yeah. 9 rules all air passenger air. I was speaking, Andy. 9 rules all air passengers should obey.
Andy.
We have some other topics, our favorite things, but let's start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. We begin this morning with some tragic news. An apparel factory building in Bangladesh collapsed last week, killing nearly 400 garment workers. The owner of the building has now been arrested for negligence, as the structure had been cited as unsafe numerous times. Ad specialty industry apparel suppliers are now questioning their presence in Bangladesh factories. Check out Promogram for details. On to legal news now. The National Football League has won a court order to shut down the operators of nearly 1,500 China-based websites that are accused of selling fake NFL merchandise. In a lawsuit, the NFL accused the websites of selling counterfeit jerseys, headwear, and other merchandise bearing the trademarks of its 32 teams. On to product news now. Lawmakers in Massachusetts are deliberating multiple bills that would ban single-use plastic bags at retail stores. The measures passed through legislative committees last week and could be voted on in the state's House before the end of April. Massachusetts would be the first state to ban single-use plastic bags. General economic news now. A new survey from Insperity reports that 40% of small business owners expect to add employees over the next 6 months, an increase from just 28% in October. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
We are previewing bags that are on the Counselor
Product Design Awards
finalist list. Ballot. There we go.
Which you could go vote on right now.
All right. Check out the Joe Show later today. All right. So it's time for the big reveal.
Yeah.
We've got 49 people on this year's 2013 Counselor Hot List. These are people who are shaking up the ad specialty market, doing all kinds of crazy and great noteworthy things. Andy, who's one of them? I think he's on the phone.
Well, we do have one on the phone. It's Nathan Bain from Magnet, which is a top 40 supplier. And Nathan, how are you today? Do we have Nathan on the line?
Hello?
Hi, Nathan. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Congratulations for making the Counselor Hot List.
Woo!
Oh, thank you. Thank you for putting me on the list.
Hey, no problem. A lot of people are sort of like you on the hot list in that they're very active in social media. So share a little bit with our audience about what you guys do in social media and how it impacts your business.
Well, a lot of it comes from just finding out which products are best to advertise around the time of year, which is a pretty obvious thing to do. But being able to integrate, like, because obviously social media is constantly changing. There's always these new updates coming in, and you kind of have to be able to adapt to all those. And we found using advertisements on Facebook and Twitter have been very helpful as far as spreading it out. You can segment, you can use target groups and segment out which distributors you'd like to target and which markets you'd like to advertise to. So that's been very, very helpful with us. I think around the time when we were named Supplier of the Year, we were able to use a lot of, obviously through word of mouth that was going on through online with people constantly tweeting at the Orlando show, we were able to mix that in with Facebook ads and Twitter ads, and I think for probably about a solid 2 months there, we were averaging around 100,000 viewers a week, and I believe we were peaking out around 250,000 a week in January. Wow. During that time, which, and our sales began to skyrocket through that, and we also had great products planned to advertise around that time too, which have really taken off.
Now, you must spend a lot of your time on social media. How often are you on Twitter and Facebook and the rest?
I am on Twitter. Personally, I'm on Twitter and Instagram a lot. I've been trying to find ways to use that for Magnet as well. And Facebook just constantly throughout the day doing it. I mean, most of the time when I'm not on it at work, it's spent reading articles about new ways to advertise on social media. But I spend most of the time on Twitter. I tend to enjoy that one a lot more personally. I do find Facebook, though, still to be the more effective as far as business goes.
Why is that? We're going to be talking about Facebook a little bit later in the show. Why do you think Facebook is a little more effective?
I think that your message sticks around longer because I think people tend to tweet more often than they actually post on Facebook. So it allows your message to stay on there longer. And still, as popular as Twitter is becoming, Facebook is still the biggest one. By far. I do think that Facebook has done a great job, too, of finding ways to integrate with companies' websites, with YouTube, with just basic mobile applications has been great with it. We found that mixing Facebook and YouTube applications have been very helpful with us. We've created product videos.
Mm-hmm.
They're short 30-second videos to advertise a product. We do try to think of a funny little script to do. And we make an end-user version for distributors to pass out to their customers. And then we have one with our branded logos on them that we put on Facebook. And people can download them on a mobile app. They can find them on YouTube. They can find them on Facebook. They can find them anywhere. But we found that YouTube has been the best as far as helping monitor our statistics through Facebook. So we can find out who has been watching what videos and who's been looking at which products through their analytics. I believe Google is their partner on that.
Yep. All right. Well, Nathan, thanks very much for calling in, and congratulations on being on the counselor hot list.
Congrats, Nathan.
Okay. Thank you. Can I say one thing before we go?
Sure.
The Magnet Group, we are going to be launching a brand new website this week.
Woohoo!
Cool. MagnetLLC.com?
TheMagnetGroup.com.
TheMagnetGroup.com.
Yeah, it should be coming this week.
All right. We'll check it out. Thanks, Nathan. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You do.
You can check out the rest of the counselor hot list. The is hot off the presses.
The issue is hot off the presses. You can't even say it. It's so hot. But I urge everybody to go check it out. Check out the hot list at counselormag.com. It's up there now. And it's as you said, Melinda, it's 49 people. And there's a lot of good little anecdotes about how these people do their business. They do it in unique ways. That's kind of what we look for on the hot list, is people that are, breaking out of the norm a little bit. And they're just extremely active, not just in social media, but in traditional networking. They're just as active a sales and marketing group as you could possibly imagine. And they really do have some interesting stories, both personal and in business.
All right, check that out at counselormag.com. We're going to pause for a message from one of today's show sponsors, AIA. When we return, we're going to talk more about Facebook.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We were talking with one of our counselor hot list winners, and one of his big strategies for generating sales these days is social media. He said Facebook was particularly effective. We're going to ask Colin here, our marketing guru, ways to increase your presence on Facebook. A lot of people now are on it, but they're looking for ways to expand their audience.
Yeah, and Nathan was actually a good segue to this segment. These are just some simple ways that you can increase your fans or likes to your company pages. And it's simple things that everybody can do. One is simply invite them. Invite your email list and invite your e-newsletter subscribers to like your page. Add it to your signature block. Every email that you send out can have a link to your company's Facebook page. Integrate your Facebook comments feature into your website. Now, we do that here at ASI, and Vinny does a great job with that. Whenever anybody posts or you post yourself, it shows up on your website. Add a link to your personal profile. We all have personal Facebook profiles, and we did this here at ASI last week, linking our personal profiles with where we work to our actual company's fan page rather than just, you know, Advertising Specialty Institute, actually linking that to the Facebook fan page. It's something very simple, and you can gain traffic that way. Link to Twitter. You know, every time you post to Twitter, every time you post to Facebook, you can link the two so that whenever you're posting in either spot, it shows up in the other. And don't forget about print media, multi-channel marketing. Yeah, of course. Never forget about print media. So when you're advertising when all these suppliers are advertising in the great magazines like Counselor, make sure you include a Facebook icon so people know to look for you when they're on Facebook. Just simple things like that can just really boost your likes.
All right. And we asked people on our Facebook page what they did to get fans. And some interesting things. Catherine Slattery Booth says she recently experimented with the promoted page ad feature and had great success with it. I advertised for 2 weeks at $10 a day and saw a nice bump in pages. Colin, what do you think about strategies like that?
I really like the new sponsored links. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody says it's because Facebook has now gone public. They're now selling more advertising. Well, it's creating more opportunities for companies to advertise. You're able to target based on a person's likes. Granted, I don't like that particular beer. I'm a beer snob, but Miller Lite knows I have beer listed as one of the things I like. So they're able to serve me ads, and it shows up in my news feed rather than the feed on the right-hand side that nobody really pays attention to. It shows up right in the news feed.
Cool.
Those ads on the right-hand side, I don't know that I've heard from anybody that has success.
They tend to get
those.
Lost, but the new sponsored ones that show up.
Those are different, for sure.
Well, they're more relevant as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You dislike them.
Mm-hmm. Here's a good comment from David Garthwaite. He says, give the crowd what they want. Showing a picture of a pen or a keychain draws little response, but post a picture of a zombie on a T-shirt for a mud run, and we saw 400% greater interest. Okay, so he's looking for, obviously giving something interesting. Maybe this is James Radford's problem. He says, I have tried using social media. Hootsuite caused me to piss off more fans than we added. Not sure what the secret is at this point. So I don't know if anyone has some tips for James, but I think David's comment about posting, things that are of interest is certainly
Well, you
helpful.
May have crossover followers, so they're seeing the same exact posts. I know that people use Hootsuite to kind of put their post, do one post and goes to multiple social media, but maybe that's the problem, is that it is just one post in a sense for him, and so they're seeing the same thing in multiple places that, there just might be too much crossover in the fans.
And if you're posting a lot, I know sometimes on, Twitter, the feed sometimes it's like,
yes,
this person doesn't stop, enough already. It's like one every 15, 20
why
minutes.
Why are you
that's
looking at me?
Kill.
Well, you don't want to anger your followers.
But to the previous comment.
That's not Kathy's problem.
The T-shirt with the zombie mud run.
Uh-huh.
Posting relevant content and getting other people engaged creates traffic, because when they get engaged and they're posting to your site, they're followers are seeing it as well. Their friends are seeing it as well. So that's a way to spread your reach. But just posting a picture of a pen or something generic is not going to gain any interest or gain any traction as far as getting other people to post to your page.
And here's another good idea from Christina Castaneda. She says, we ask our fans to tag us on their Facebook page if they take pictures with the products they use of ours. So again,
that's
you
good.
See
that's
the products
idea.
In action. It's almost like a mini case study. But
absolutely. And you can incent people to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
If you tag us wearing this product, you know, discounts or another free t-shirt or whatever it is.
I think that's the biggest use of Facebook for distributors specifically. Like they have products in the hands of so many different people mm-hmm. every day. So though that should be shown on their Facebook page all the time. I mean, it's like mini case studies, but it's showing how you are providing these products and people are interacting with them. That's the whole point. It's interaction, not just on social media, but in real life when you're actually selling them products. So how are they interacting with them and show that in action? That's the kind of thing that would generate feedback.
It's those case stories and those success stories
right.
that will actually help boost your business.
Yeah. And even if they're not just products that you provided, you know, in your everyday life, you have an iPhone or smartphone with you probably all the time. You see promotional products everywhere you go, in the supermarket, in the barbershop, you know, when you're getting your oil changed, they're everywhere. So take pictures.
Joe's always taking pictures and putting them on Facebook.
I do.
Yeah. Take pictures, put them up there, say how that product's being used in action in a good way or in a bad way mm-hmm. or whatever, and get people talking about it through those images.
And like Nathan said, they do 30-second funny little videos,
right.
which is great to put on Facebook.
Yeah.
I think those are some good tips. Mm-hmm. And now we can give a plug for our ASI Central Facebook page. All of our listeners should like it because all of you guys are
we're all
great
on
stuff all the time on there. So
you wouldn't know
it
because it's not our names, per se.
Yes.
But you can tell. We sneak a little.
Everybody's got their own little personality.
So definitely like
Don't
us on
Kathy.
Facebook
yes.
at ASI Central. All right, Joe, you should brush your teeth every day, but what are 8 things you should not do every day?
We have 8 things. I'm going to give you 4.
Except you should brush your teeth more than once a day.
Well, actually, they say you should also do a not-to-do list as well as a to-do list. One of them
these are ways, if you don't do these things, you'll actually increase productivity. Right?
Yes. Okay. One thing you should not do is check your phone while you're talking to someone.
Who does that? Raise your hand.
Everyone does it. You know, everyone does it. And I think that the caveat here, it's got to be, well, you know, if you're waiting for an important phone call, you might want to say, you know, I'm waiting for an important phone call. Let me check that. But they say that you shouldn't do that because the person you're speaking with is just as important. Your phone won't realize that you've ignored them, but the person you're having a conversation will.
Your phone?
My email, too.
You don't want your phone to be hurt?
Your email
you're
when someone's talking
to you? Inanimate object
won't be
hurt.
That is so rude.
Yeah,
I'm rude.
Colin, you agree with this tip, obviously.
I completely agree.
Okay.
Wait, you check your phone while you're having a one-on-one, face-to-face
that's rude,
conversation?
Kathy. Bad Kathy.
Sometimes. If it's Joe.
All right, what's another tip, Joe?
Don't multitask during meetings.
Oh, now see, I disagree with that. If you're in a really ineffective, boring meeting, you can get a lot of work done. Right?
I guess.
Okay, you're just as rude as me.
You'll be amazed by what you can learn both about the topic of the meeting and about the people in the meeting if you stop multitasking and start paying close attention.
Well, you can learn a lot by looking at people in meetings.
Okay.
By looking at people or by seeing what they do?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of meetings. In general, so
you're a fan of
I'll
not
get
paying
whatever
attention
work done
to
I need to if the meeting is not relevant.
I've seen people sit in meetings with, you know, a higher up conducting the meeting and right out front there sending emails from their
I would never
that's crazy.
I don't bring phone or anything. Mine's more surreptitious. It looks like I'm taking
notes
on the meeting, but I'm doing a to-do list for the rest of it. Don't
let the past
I am not doodling.
Pretty pictures. A little flower.
Don't let the past dictate the future. Mistakes are valuable. Learn from them, but then let them go. Don't, you know, continue to harp on them.
I agree with that one.
And the last one I'm going to say is say yes. Don't say yes when you really mean no. Don't agree to something if you really don't want to do it.
Kathy never does that.
Sometimes
Kathy says
sometimes you might have to.
I just go,
sometimes you don't exactly have a choice.
Right.
Right.
Well, Kathy will always say no, though. If you don't want to do something, you say so.
That's
right
true, and
time.
Then you say, you no, miss- you're doing it.
Right, but at least you've made your feelings heard.
And yet we've had the conversation, so all is good in the world.
We're going to have a 33rd edition of Edges.
All right.
When you say no, at least you'll only feel bad for a few moments. When you say yes to something you really don't want to do, you might feel bad for a long time, or at least as long as it takes you to do what you didn't want to do in the first place.
It's a little touchy-feely for me, Joe.
All right. Well, we're going to put all these touchy-feely.
Old person, Andy.
We're going to put, you know, in some ways you got to be.
We'll put the full list online at asicentral.com/radio. Kathy, we've been talking a lot about social media today, and you have some tips on creating an amazing blog.
I do, but actually Vinny should be sitting here because he writes a very engaging blog for ASI Central.
He does.
Yeah, you should check it out. And also Michelle.
So.
Oh, Colin's not giving it.
Wait,
yeah.
There's a blog on ASI Central?
Oh, I think it's great.
Vinny has the blog?
Yeah, Vinny's is great.
All right.
It is. And Michelle, you know, she really knows what she's doing with these blogs. And a number one thing to do is post photos and unique content. And she really does that.
She does.
And another thing to do is tell great stories. And, you know, she tells great stories with all the photos. She goes to all the fun parties.
I imagine the story of the plunging toilet on the rickety boat in Hong Kong will make the next blog.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Hopefully with pictures.
Her tweets. Or there'll be pictures, probably.
She has pictures.
Anyway, like I said, engaging anecdotes. Storytelling is hot, and with good reason. People fall in love with engaging, moving, dramatic, funny, or inspiring stories, which is, you know, true. Connect with your audience so she knows who she's targeting. The people in the industry that are interested in the parties and the special events that she goes to and takes all the pictures and writes all the funny stories about. Clickable headlines. If your headlines don't get people's attention, they won't click through. So you have to be direct and hit right between the eyes with the headlines and commit to it. There's no way around it. You have to be regular with it. You can't just like post, you know, once every 2 months or whatever, whenever you feel like it. You have to post regularly so people expect it and look forward to it.
I think those are good tips. Yeah. I think you should also add, you know, be personal. Add personal stories.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You don't, you know, you write an editor's letter that's very much, you know, like a blog and mm-hmm. share, you know, personal and some would say sometimes
TMI.
Embarrassing stories about you and your husband and all different things.
That's
but you
right.
know what? Then people feel like they know
and
you.
Steve and Steve loves when I do
effective.
That.
I'm sure.
He does.
I'm sure he does. Anyway.
He doesn't ever read that, does he?
Yeah, I send it to him.
And there's nothing you could do about
no.
it. All right, we're going to put those tips online at asicentral.com/radio. We're going to pause for a message from another show sponsor, ASI Computers. And when we return, we're going to find out which states have the least stress and which have the most.
Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks. Have
Welcome.
You outgrown your...
Colin, we've had enough of you.
It was so good you wanted to hear it again.
Colin, stop talking.
All right. We're back with ASI's Tuesday morning show. Colin, apparently a study was done, and we now know which states have people with the least and most stress.
Can we guess?
Now, yeah, let's guess.
Sure.
Yeah, let's guess.
Sure. The... least stressed are somewhat obvious.
Is it somewhere
the most
we're
stressed are not
here?
So obvious.
The least stressed, I'm going to guess, is
Connecticut.
Ooh, Kathy's doing a hula dance.
Connecticut.
Have you seen this study,
Did you steal
Kathy?
My paper?
No.
Were you looking over my shoulder?
No.
Hawaii.
Hawaii is the least stressed state.
Yeah.
Followed
that makes
up
sense.
By followed up by Louisiana.
Louisiana. Surprise.
That's a shocker.
Mississippi, okay. Iowa, and Wyoming.
Ooh.
Gulf
Round
states.
Out the top five.
Now, all right.
Trying to come up with a common theme, and
the
I just can't
with
do
the
it.
Most stress.
I can't come up with
New
it.
New York. Most stressed.
Most stressed.
New York.
Florida.
New York.
California.
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 Texas.
You're all wrong.
Okay, what are they?
West Virginia actually comes in with the most stress.
We got Kathy Deliverance music.
We don't need no side effects. Sound effects.
We've got Kathy Houston.
Followed up by Rhode Island, Kentucky,
a little insensitive,
Utah, and Massachusetts.
Do they give any reasons?
Yeah, that's why I want to know why these places are stressed.
And I want to know where Pennsylvania ranks.
I will highlight some other areas of interest. Nebraska is one of the least stressed. Just outside.
And look at me.
Still in the top
10.
As well as Maryland. Followed up by
I live in Maryland.
Where's New York fall?
Pennsylvania is right in the middle of the pack.
Okay.
New York.
Yeah, I've gotten a little more stressed.
New York and New Jersey are on the higher end, one right after the other.
All right, well, now raise
your
hand.
Wait, the higher end meaning the high stress?
Most stress.
Raise your hand if you live in New York or New Jersey. One, two, three.
I don't.
No, you don't. So that explains it. Jan, Vinny, Captain Killjoy, and Colin. Are you all experiencing
that? Explains what?
Are you all experiencing? Well, did you hear that attitude that just came through?
Yeah. But because of that, because of that attitude, I have very little stress. I give it. I lay it out on the line. No problem.
Colin, are you feeling a lot
of
stress living in New Jersey?
Andy is causing me stress with that accent.
No, I can do that. I can cause other stress. That's true.
Vinny, do you feel stressed?
Yes.
Okay.
Vinny admits
all
to the
day,
high stress.
Now, the only thing I'm not sure about is Joe is on the low stress list, I guess. Joe, is
that's
that
right, man.
Do you feel low stress?
Yeah.
That's great, man.
You got that. You're rocking that nice hoodie, so you're good to go.
I was cold. So why are these states stressed?
They also listed the states with the most and the least enjoyment.
Okay.
In which New York and New Jersey are among the top five in experiencing the least enjoyment.
Really? There's so many bars.
That's so stupid.
Based on what? That's what I want to know. Colin, tell us what this is based on. You're just reading a list.
I'm reading stats.
That's a Gallup poll,
right?
That is
ridiculous.
I think
it's based on a lot of factors, including economic. And, you know, New York and New Jersey, I'm guessing, they're very crowded, expensive areas. So.
Financial mecca.
That's
those finance people are always stressed out.
Those finance people.
Those.
Spelled D-O-Z-E.
So there you have it.
All right.
If you want to read more, you can visit.
Yes,
ASI
I'd like to read about hell.
All of you from New York and New Jersey should take advantage of the company new yoga program.
Oh.
And maybe you can get your stress in check.
We have a yoga program?
We do. Good luck.
We have a quiet room, too.
Okay.
I saw it yesterday for the first time. I had no idea.
Moving on, we have just time
we had a quiet room.
For Joe.
I closed the door.
Yeah. And Joe locked us out of the quiet room.
We have just enough time for Joe to tell us why it's important, what the benefits are of being stupid at work. Now,
please, Joe, enlighten us.
I read this, and I'm still trying to grasp it.
Because stupid.
Did you just get that? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
The study's author found that stupidity seemed to have a unifying effect. Okay, it boosted productivity. People content in an atmosphere of functional stupidity came to consensus more easily.
That might be the stupidest thing that I've ever heard.
I didn't write it.
I know you didn't. I'm not criticizing you.
In other words, it says there.
Well, yeah, if everybody agrees with everything, you know, things will get
productivity goes up.
No, but that is accurate. There is functional stupidity in many organizations, and that's stupid.
Okay, they say the better you are at something, the harder it is to actually get ahead in the company. Because if someone works for you, Melinda, that you rely on so much, you might be less inclined put that person up for a promotion because you need that person in order to function better in your own job.
Well, that would be good management, though.
Well, I mean, it happens. You know, I'm not saying it's good management. And they say that if you are very brilliant and you are very smart, don't tell people how smart you are.
Yeah, that's why I keep my little secret.
And it also says it's good to ask.
I like that one.
It's good to ask dumb questions because dumb questions sometimes let that person who thinks they're so much smarter than you figure out on their own why their idea is stupid. All right, so like I said, I didn't get the whole thing, but there you go.
I just got lost.
I think what we've gleaned from it is Kathy's gotten ahead by hiding her
brilliance.
All right, we'll put that article online and people can decide
for
themselves.
You decide for yourself.
ASIcentral.com/radio. And we have just enough time for everybody to talk about their favorite products of the week. We're going to start with Andy Cohn.
Oh, okay. My son's soccer team is actually looking for a water bottle to get for everybody on the team. So I thought this was a nice one. It's a 16-ounce double wall tumbler. Check it out online. It's available from Logomark, which is ASI 67866.
All right, Joe Haley, you've got your travel pillow on.
Yeah, I have a neck pillow here. It's from Aneco International, ASI 36230. You can find them online at www.bear, B-E-A-R, bearpromo.com. Cool thing about this is that it's got an outer cover that you can put in the laundry, so you can wash it if you're sweating on it. It's made of micro beads, which are better than foam beads.
Why would you be sweating on it?
If you fall asleep in
the drool.
You know, why if you drool on it?
It's really odd.
Anyway, these beads are better than foam beads because they can conform to the shape or the contour of a neck when you're resting with it, and then they regain their original form. It's good for the travel market. It's good for the home market as well because you're sitting at home, Andy, watching TV. Speed.
Watching
nice,
the
comfortable
Jets
thing.
Without Tebow.
Thank
We're
God.
Watching the Phillies sweep the Mets. Okay, Colin, what's your product?
My favorite product is the freezer mug from Modern Glass, ASI 71920. It's perfect for the summertime, keeping your frosty beverages nice and frosty.
Even the beer snob?
When you're watching the Phillies sweep the Mets. All right, we are out of time today. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsors, ASI Computers and AIA. And tune in next week when we'll give you a great preview of the ASI New York show. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for listening.